Hello, this is Father James Kubicki with a reflection on today's saint. A lot of people are gathering in Naples, Italy today on the feast of the patron saint of their city, Saint Januarius. He was their bishop, and he died around the year 305 in the last big persecution of the church by the Roman emperor. They have a relic of his, a tube with his dried blood, but several times a year, including on his feast day, the dried blood becomes liquid. This has been going on now for over 600 years, and it's one of the most scientifically studied religious phenomena in the world. Scientists have been unable to come up with an explanation for it. Nor can we people of faith, except to say that for some reason, God wants to show the world that not everything that happens can be explained. There are mysteries and miracles. Now, maybe you're thinking that it would be nice to have a YouTube video of the relic becoming liquid, or even to be there for the event. And yet, there is something even more phenomenal taking place much closer to your home. It's much bigger than dried blood turning to liquid and then becoming dry again. It's the miracle of the bread and wine becoming the body and blood of Christ. Think of it. You don't need to fly to Naples today to see a miracle. One has happened or will be happening not too far from where you are right now. But the question is, do you really believe that? Do you believe that the bread and wine really become the body and blood of Jesus Christ? And if you really believe it, when you go to communion, do you receive the Eucharist in a way that shows you believe?
Listen to more of Father James Kubicki's daily reflections by downloading the free Relevant Radio app.